afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Hey, mate, it's me.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, right. Getting there.
Basically, long story short, I'm still at Brighton because the paediatrician took 30 minutes longer than she was supposed to call me, and then the consult went for an hour on the phone. So,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Anyway, after an hour of her talking at me, I'm not really much the wiser for anything. So,
right. Very helpful.
I'm in a really good mood. And,
yes.
I was just wondering if there was anything I forgot this afternoon. I've rung both Kay and Indy's blood.
Yes. Okay, yep. I've got. We sorted the meds out for Indy. I think I've got it correct.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure. And then Kay, Tommy went home not long after you left. So I just wasn't sure if there was any meds for him or anything.
No, she's got what she needs at home.
Okay.
She's gonna have to think about it and see if she wants me to do a resection on the the swelling next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's fine. And was there anything else that I forgot? I know I did a billing up of the guinea pig, but that's something we could address tomorrow. It's just I didn't include most of the billing. It was just the X-rays and a general anaesthetic fee, I think.
Yes, you did anaesthetic, radio, two additional images, and then the spark.
Yep. So what did that come to?
That came to $5.95.
All right. Can you put 10 minutes of surgery on there, please?
Yeah.
And then basically, I don't know anything else we could have done, so everything else is covered. So instead of like $1,600, it'll come to what, $700 and something, $800.
Hold on, it never comes up. All right, $755 with 10 minutes of surgery added.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
I said to her, look, I certainly didn't charge the full fee, so that's about half of what we quoted.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Right,
I think that was, and then everything else was good. The only thing that we hadn't figured out was Danica's bill with the histo stuff, but we're obviously keeping it for a week.
I just need to get the prices for the avian histology.
Yeah.
So, I know we know UQ's one, but
we've got the thing out there. We just hadn't had a chance to look. I think it's the new CSU stuff. So I've just got to go through it and have a look.
I don't think there's any urgency on it. If it's CSU or UQ, we've got to keep the tissue for a week anyway.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so I just said to Kiri, we won't worry about the bill yet, and we'll just sort out the cost and send an invoice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I think I put on the original histo fee.
I think
the only thing that was on my mind is not necessarily to rush sending it. It was more to adjust the histo fee on our computer, because I think it'll be too low.
Yeah, because it's only $205.
So even if someone can look at that tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll look at that, because you did, you billed her the post-mortem and then did 30% off. Is that right? And then you added the histo, so it would just be those two things?
Yeah, so I billed her the post-mortem. I had reduced the price on the post-mortem, I think I billed CSU.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you put the CSU Sydney one on, and then we'll just fix the price.
So it'll just be that. That'll need to be altered.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's easy. I don't think there was anything.
Don't have any water. It's in your bag. Okay, so you can wait till we get home. Thank you. Put your belt on. Oh, well. Sorry, Chrissy.
You're right.
Was that it?
No. I think so. I think that was it. Yeah.
This thing starts at like 8 o'clock down the Gold Coast tomorrow morning. So
okay.
Call me.
Yep.
Just call and leave a voicemail. And we'll get back to you at the break.
Yeah, no, that's all good. tomorrow's not too crazy, so we should, but there's no procedures or anything, so we should be fine.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I wrote up that surgery yet.
Okay.
Not sure if there's maybe, not sure, because you want Brock to check if there's any blood I haven't pulled back. I just haven't written in the IMDIS file, but we dispensed the medication, I think, so that should be fine. And I've talked to her, not directly, I had to leave a long message. She didn't answer.
Oh, didn't she? Okay, so, yeah, but it's pretty much just to pick up those meds, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and at some point we x-ray, I think I've written that in there, that we x-ray her chest for the, looking for coronary artery disease.
Yep.
But that's not an urgent thing. She's well, so it would just be like a checkup.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right. Yeah, you have written that. Yeah, that's all good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, that was a chaotic day.
Yes.
Thanks for help.
All good. We got there eventually.
God, I need a drink.
Yes. Yes. I said to Emily yesterday that we need to take you out for a drink sometime.
Yeah. I think several.
Yes. Definitely. And then we were talking about day drinking, so I think that's on the cards. Sunday afternoon.
Yep. Actually, I think the Belvedere would be a good spot for that. Nice patio.
Yeah, would be. Yeah, definitely. We should.
Okay, we're off.
All right. Oh, God.
If you can touch base with everyone tomorrow just to have a look at those menus. And I don't care, you know, which one, or if we substitute something or something, and we'll just get back to them next week about which menu we want.
Kiri said that there was a reply email somewhere in the emails that it was like, I don't know, it's like a good $2,000 or something to hire them.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it was going to cost us at least $1,500 just for the number of people likely to come. So it's that much. The rest of it will go on like a bar tab, but that'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, all right, no worries.
Yes, I have replied to him and I've asked him to lock in that date.
Oh, no worries. Okay,
Yeah,
I
think
just
mentioned
it. Okay, cool. So that's the menus that they sent through.
Yeah, those two menus that we've printed off.
Yeah.
Choose one of those. I'm sure if I talk to him, we might be able to substitute something if it's not applicable. He definitely said in his email they can cater to vegetarian, vegan, celiac.
Cool.
And also that we can either... if everybody just sort of lets me know what their preference is, we can either just have wine, the choice of wines, where they just serve us with white and red wine, or people can just order the drinks that they want as they want them from the bar, and I'll put a set fee on the bar tab.
Oh, yeah, okay, no worries.
So whatever everyone wants. They've got really nice wines, but not everyone... wine, so
I don't drink wine, but don't pair it. I usually pay for my spirits anyway, so
That's fine, like, but once the tab's gone, it's gone kind of thing, so that'll be fine. I think there'll be more than enough
cool
do that to it that way, so I'll just let him know when we turn the menu.
Yeah, cool. All right, sounds good.
All right, so locked in for the Saturday the 6th of December.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the scheduler. Nice. Sounds good.
Yep. And, like, they're really elaborately written, but, like I said yesterday, anything you eat there, even if it's, unless you have an allergy to certain foods or specifically don't like something or, you know, like us, like I'm celiac, you're vegetarian, whatever.
Yeah.
Unless it doesn't fit those sorts of rules, just about everything you cook, I think, is just mouthwatering.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think a nice dinner is something that we can all enjoy with, you know, partners, whoever wants to come. And then because it's Saturday night, everyone can make their own way home, but it's it's not rushed. We've got the room to ourselves.
Yeah, cool.
And it's downstairs in its own space, separate from the restaurant.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Very good.
Nice.
So I've allocated for Kay and for Naomi and David to come.
Yeah, cool. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And
that.
I'm thinking about inviting Katie as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because she's a good advocate for us.
Yeah, yeah. And I think she'd get along with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem there.
Yeah. And I don't know that they'd have a Christmas party. They're kind of a disjointed workplace. There's only
because
all they work from home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she wouldn't. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah, have a good night. I will talk to you, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave us a message if there's anything you've got.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good conference. Hopefully it's not too boring.
Yes. I'll learn how to be a better boss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good luck. Good luck.
Maybe I'll have to have no heart. And,
yeah, it sounds like it, hey.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, if it's doing me back crazy, I'll just take a beach walk or something.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Oh,
and don't let Brock eat all the chocolate.
No, I won't. I'm surprised it's any left, honestly.
Rationing.
Yeah, yeah. I'll hide the lollies again.
Oh, I can't believe he hit the jar.
Yeah, I had to get him to get it for me earlier because I couldn't reach it, so he knows where it is now.
Fair enough. Well, we can't have him collapsing on the job, especially when I'm not there.
Exactly, no.
Oh, good. All right, mate, I'll talk to you, Rod.
Okay, have fun.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.